Rangers running a race. Flowstar Knowles, have a look at Parlophone unwinding down the middle. It's in front, Just Serene, but Parlophone. Parlophone is light on her feet today and steamed away to take the Lightning Stakes. Parlophone brilliant from Streetcar Stranger. Just getting second over, probably Just Serene third.
Well, she's a horse still learning her craft, but she's got abundant talent, and great to see Jess Eaton aboard Parlophone in the listed Lightning Stakes yesterday at Morfordville, and Jess joins us this morning. Congratulations, Jess.
Thanks, Warren. It's quite a thrill, so very happy.
And it looked to be thrilling just in terms of the horse's performance. What sort of a feel did she give you?
Oh, she's pretty special. I remember watching her win at Sandown and being pretty impressed with the effort. So to be able to ride her yesterday was massive. And, you know, she's obviously a classy animal that's got a lot of improvement yet to come.
Watching her win at Sandown, as you referenced, you probably also would have had some trepidation about her showing a tendency to want to get rid of Ollie a little bit in the early stages of the race. Is that just an experience type of thing? How do you feel about then getting on a horse who's got those sort of traits?
Oh, she certainly is quirky, and I've watched her replays, and she's obviously quite bad at first start and showed signs of it at Sandown, but, it's not something you really want to be worried too much about race day because you want everything to go smoothly. So fortunately it did, and she was too good yesterday.
How did the race pan out for you? It looked like there was some significant interference on the turn into the home straight back nearer the inside. How did you see the race panning out?
Yeah, look, there was going to be plenty of speed, and I thought that was going to suit us regardless of how smoothly she came out the gates. She jumped and ran along quite nicely. I was really happy with the spot I landed in. I thought I might end up a bit further back. Obviously, as you said, there was a bit of interference, and it made us have to course for a wider pass, but I knew I was on a pretty classy animal, and if she was going to bring her best yesterday, I thought I was better off just taking luck out of the equation and going around them, and fortunately she was too good, wanting to hang in a little bit, but that's all stuff that's going to get ironed out. I think she's quite classy and she's got a bright future.
And whip through to the left hand there, just another string to your bow there, Jess. Some good horsemanship skills in the home straight. Straight line speed in terms of horses you've ridden so far. How does she feel compared to some of the other better horses you've sat on?
Oh, she's like I said, she's pretty classy. She's only two, so there's a lot of strengthening and development to come. So I'd like to think she's going to get better. I haven't really been lucky enough to sit on horses with such an electric turn of foot as she had yesterday. So it was pretty special.
Well, that's going to be ahead of you, and you've made the brave decision to head to South Australia to continue your apprenticeship. Just take us through your initial journey. I believe there was some self-isolation at Mount Gambier in your own little solo boot camp before you headed to Adelaide. How did you actually arrive in Adelaide?
Yeah, so I stayed just outside of Mount Gambier for 2 weeks in isolation, and obviously wanting to get back into racing as soon as I was out, so I was pretty strict on my diet and did as much exercise as I could while I was limited with what I could do. So I had to make sure I was doing it right, and I kept myself as busy as I could. It's obviously tough being stuck inside a house and being limited with what I could and can and can't do, but I was pretty happy with what I did. I thought I came out as fit as I could considering, and coming out and getting a double at my first meet at Murray Bridge was a massive thrill, and it sort of consolidated that it was a good move for me and that things are looking up.
Now, with that stakes win on the board and the double yesterday, even further validating that decision, take us through the victory of Manzala, who was a narrow but strong victor earlier in the day prior to the win on Parlophone.
Yeah, he was tough. That's a 3 week backup for him, and the way the races were planning out prior, he was jumping on speed and having to lead him up, and I wasn't quite convinced that was his best racing pattern. While he's tough and he's a really genuine horse, he's not the sort of horse that lays down without a fight, but it just didn't suit him. He definitely needed a horse to chase, and when we decided to change the tactics off a small field and going back, I was really quite excited about the potential of an improved performance by him, and the race panned out perfectly. I was on the back of Todd Pannell. He's obviously one of the best jockeys in South Australia, so I was pretty confident that he'd take me into the race perfectly, which he did, and Fortunately, the chase really suited Manzali yesterday, and he was too good.
And what is the situation with your indentures and your apprenticeship over there in South Australia?
I'm currently on loan to Michael Hipcomont for 3 months. After that, it's a decision whether I transfer or extend my loan. But I'm pretty happy with how things are going. Obviously, with COVID and racing in Victoria, things are pretty tough. So I see myself staying in South Australia for a while and ironing out the rest of my apprenticeship here and doing the most I can to get as much success and experience.
Well, you've got plenty of supporters here in Victoria, Jess, and obviously strong connections back here with James Zafiris, your partner, and the couple of dogs that I'm sure you're missing. But there was plenty of love for you on social media yesterday, taking out the Lightning Stakes in Adelaide aboard Parlophone, and look forward to seeing some continued success there in South Australia. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.